Steve the Butcher is here to talk to us about Christmas. I've been steadfastly refusing to acknowledge Christmas yet, Steve. I won't play any Christmas songs until the 24th of December. And if anyone else does, I've been marching in here and demanding to know what the hell they're doing. So why are we planning for Christmas now?
Well, you might not know, but Christmas is on the 25th of December this year.
Is it? Have they shifted it?
Yeah, it moves every year.
Okay.
But I don't know. People seem to get in just a blind panic for some reason. It's the simplest festivity to cater for.
Baked beans?
I always have beans on toast. Well, I spent too many years working on Christmas Day looking at turkeys and hams and things.
Yeah, turkey's the traditional one, of course. But it's a bit of a challenging beast, isn't it?
A lot of people complain that they're dry, they're not moist, they just cook them wrong. The best thing you can do is leave a lot of the fat that's in the bird, leave that in there, pull the skin off the breast, or put some bacon and some butter under the skin, and just keep basting it. Roast it on a tray, on a rack, in your oven, put some water in, and just keep it moist.
Stuff it, Steve. Should they stuff it?
Old school says yes, but the new school, actually stuffing turkeys, chickens in the cavity is a bit of a no-no nowadays. You can stuff the neck cavity. Don't have a problem with that. Personally, I would just put the herbs, onion, whatever, in there, not make a stuffing, but just put it inside the bird so it flavours it, and make a stuffing and serve that separately.
So what's the problem? I mean, people have been stuffing turkeys and chickens for forever. Why the, you know, the new thought? What do you mean, new thought? What's going on?
It's way too complicated for me to understand.
So it's not just a fashion thing?
It's a modern way of thinking. Generally, you're using a frozen turkey. If it's not defrosted properly, if it's not cooked properly, it doesn't reach the right temperature inside. You can end up with serious problems.
All right, so let's if we give up on that idea, say I've decided I'm not having my stuff and I'm not going to have turkey, be damned with it. What else would you recommend? Nice, because you want something special, don't you? I mean, not everyone wants to sit down to beans on toast for Christmas dinner.
A huge leg of pork.
Yeah?
That was always, when I had choice, when I was a kid at home, what we're having for Christmas, I always wanted a leg of pork.
And now, modern thinking, does that preclude the bloody pineapple stuck onto the side and all the rest of it?
Oh, definitely. Don't need that.
No?
Just pig skin, pig fat, salt, bit of vinegar, crackling, gravy, heaven.
Nice and simple. And I suppose you're not going to jump into the shop, you know, on the 24th of December and go, oh, by the way, can I please have a huge leg of pork, are you? It takes a bit of planning?
We need to get it organised. If people want that, they can order it and we can make sure it's here. A lot of the time I'm sort of second guessing what people want. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. If people can just plan a little bit further ahead, we can do all sorts of things.
So there we go, that's the Christmas recommendation from Steve the Butcher. Leg of pork?
Yep.
Stuff the turkey, or not, as the case may be. Excellent, Steve, thanks for popping in.
Not a problem.